Psalm 71, verses 9 through 18, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the psalm. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone, for my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say, God's forgotten him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly, God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and shame. As for me, I'll always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long. Though I know not how to relate to them all, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, Sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. King Asa was one of the kings of Judah, and when he first took over the kingship, he started off really well. He brought about spiritual reform and put the spotlight back on God. Asa depended on God, and his nation was blessed. However, when he was older, he forgot about God. The king began to depend on foreign nations for protection. And when disease invaded his body, he sought physicians and ignored the great physician. And you know anyone maybe like King Asa? I'm saddened when I see people taking the easy road, people who have served the Lord with vigor, leading ministries, teaching Bible classes, discipling believers one-on-one, and then they just seem to quit. Maybe they get upset about something. Maybe they get busy with something. They begin to make excuses. But there's never a good excuse to retire from your walk with God. The psalmist of the psalm was different. He had followed God since his youth. God had been his teacher and continued to be his teacher. He prayed that God would use him. He wanted to be the one to communicate God's power to the next generation. Think about that. He didn't forget God, he didn't ignore God, and he didn't take the easy road. Father, don't let us quit on you. Keep us energized for the long haul. Keep us in the game. Allow us to tell the next generation how awesome you are. In Jesus' name, amen.